And we're back.
Black and a Half with Silas Einstein.
And Manny Martin.
And we're back for episode number 66.
Live from the conference room at Skyline Properties.
Yes. Big thanks to Skyline Properties for letting us use your space. And, of course, that is the location that I am employed with, sort of, for real estate. So if you're interested in buying or selling a home, go check out SilasGetsReal.com and connect with me.
Yeah, sign up for the newsletter. A lot of good stuff in there. A lot of fun, funny stuff.
Today's episode.
We go all over the place, but it's a fun one.
We talk about our NBC auditions a lot there. Yeah.
Talk about cutting in line.
Cutting in line. We call people out. we name the top 10 comics of Seattle.
Yeah, get ready. Yeah,
going to blow your mind.
Some hurt feelings.
Hurt feelings, disappointment, and some excitement, I think.
Yeah,
some folks.
Yeah, I was actually surprised with our new rating system how many great comics made that list.
Yeah. We talk about black time travel.
Yeah,
that's not
big. I mean, it hasn't really been done.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a kind of a new thing, and
We have our new gardening section to start this off. Gardening, man. With Silas.
I got schooled on some
because Cisco's getting old, and someone's got to take over. And Joseph Greenhour is kind of focused on the orchid thing. So you need someone there talking to you about rutabaga and carrots. And obviously, you know, with my extensive experience in gardening, I'm kind of like a headliner of gardening.
He's deep in
at this point, because I've been doing it for like 3-4 weeks.
And shit is growing.
I know a lot.
I saw some green.
I'm even working on my I'm going to be a bonsai master soon.
I'm going to plant some weed plants out there just to get you in trouble.
It's legal.
Oh, never mind. Okay, there you go.
Or if it's in my house. I don't know. I think it's still illegal. Like, you can't grow it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't grow it. It just has to exist.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I think just it just has to, like,
natural
form. No, it just shows up.
Yeah, no,
a candy bar. Yeah. We just walked into our shop, and there was just, like, spiked candy, but nobody's actually growing this.
Oh,
that would be a violation of federal law, sir.
That would be. We talk about UFOs. We talk about...
Yeah, it's a good episode.
Listen, always.
This episode is brought to you by Callback. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. And most of y'all didn't. No. We appreciate and love you.
Really do.
Hey, make sure you're subscribing on iTunes. Leave a rating. It really helps us out. And
follow us on all social media.
Yeah.
Black and a Half.
Get there, Instagram, whatever you're on. Look us up. Follow it there. It really helps us get some promotion stuff going on.
We want you to be up to date on the latest and greatest that we're doing.
And check out next month. I say it at the end of this podcast, but we are shooting a short film for the 48-hour film project this summer, which is not cheap.
Yeah.
It's not free. I mean, registration fees. Everyone has to work for free in it, but it still costs money, like,
totally.
to do, you know. It's kind of like when you call someone from a Craigslist ad, and they're like, oh no, I'll just hang out with you, and then they're asking for money later on,
right?
They're like, well, if this is gonna go further, I'm gonna need a couple $100. That's what filming in Seattle is like.
You think it's free, and then you
gotta pay some shit.
You know, Spike Lee said that. He said, you know, when I didn't have money, the one thing I always promised people was that I could feed them on the set.
Yeah.
And they were more than happy to come help out on stuff as long as they were fed.
Yeah. So, and we are building our crew. I mean, we've got a few people back from last year, and we've got some new folks, but you know, if you think you're a qualified film person, you want to be involved in some way, please be sure to hit me up.
Yeah, we're talking writers. We're talking
not writers. We're done with writers.
We've got
a writers set up.
You're a lighting.
It's a Black and a Half production.
Okay, there you
all go. Right.
Yep.
Black and a Half is writing it.
Okay, goddamn it.
But other than that,
yes,
other producing aspects. And if you can't help in a physical way, look for that Indiegogo coming out. And you could, there's gonna be some fabulous prizes.
There you go.
For helping support us. Anyway, Black and a Half, number 66.
Three away from 69. That was stupid. I'm sorry.
Black and a Half, number 66, the callback episode.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
I've never had a problem mm-hmm. with living in Seattle in the rain. Like, but now you came to my house.
Right.
So finally.
Yeah.
For the barbecue.
Wait, how long have you lived there now? Like, well, I lived there since
November.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, 7 or 8 months.
You forgot your Christmas present, by the way. You're still there. Well, we forgot to mention it. Two people came that we haven't seen since Christmas, before Christmas, since it was in there. Anyway, but. We have like a pergola, I think is what it's called.
It's
like
a pergola.
The patio, like it's in the back.
Oh, okay.
Like a deck.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I've been trying to, like, it was supposed to be painted when everyone kind of came over, but like it kept raining.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to wait. You have to wait so that it doesn't get, you know, moisture in it when you paint. And because the freaking Seattle, I wouldn't have started the project if it didn't have, like, weeks ago it said, next 6 days it's going to be sunny.
Dude,
and I'm
so
like, that's awesome. Oh, well, I had to move this swing set over. Now I'm good. And I start working on this. And then it starts raining. And so there's the big blue tarp on it. So it looks super ghetto, right? You remember that?
The big blue
tarp hanging over something. Like, Silas can't afford that.
I remember going, I was like, looks like he's doing some shit. I'm not going to mention it.
Like,
I was like, he has a house. I don't have one. I can't say
shit. Yeah. One we had to reconstruct.
But your garden
door.
Your garden looked dope.
I am a farmer now.
Yeah, you're Black Cisco.
You know what? I'm a farmer because, I've been farming for 2 months.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
and I've got a 2-foot by 8-foot lot.
Right.
Right? That's my gardening path. But I figure if these people have been doing comedy for 6 months can change their profile to say comedian, right, after just 6 months, I can say gardener.
Why the fuck
I can say farmer.
Yeah.
I am a farmer. I'm tilling.
You are the
farmer. I mean, manual. I'm like doing it like back in the day before Eli Whitney, you know, made stuff for us to help. I'm going back to my roots.
Wait, so
digging in there.
So what do you actually have in
I'm
the
growing
ground?
Cotton so I can do some reenactments. I'm doing carrots and here's the thing.
Yeah.
So here's a tip. Folks, if you decide to get into carrots, so I heard you got to put more than one in a hole, right? Because one of them might not go.
So sounds you gotta
put
dirty.
So I put like a pinch of each one in.
Okay.
Apparently everyone went.
Oh,
because I have all these carrot stems coming out, which means no carrots will grow.
Oh.
So you gotta like go and pull out.
Wait, so when they grow, that means?
Well, they're not supposed to. They're like, no, diet. You just put one in, but they don't may not all go, but just drop one in.
Right.
So I put like a pinch, so like 10.
Okay.
So because they're all going to be competing for the same space, all of them won't grow. Okay. So I got to pull them all out so that there's only like one.
That shit is so complicated.
Yeah.
Damn.
I didn't know that. I put the zucchini too close together and then. Yeah. I told somebody, I'm just going to move it over.
Yeah.
Like to this other one because I made another one. And they're like, a lot of zucchini don't really like being moved like that. And I'm like, fuck them. Either they're not going to grow. I'm either moving it or it won't grow. It can go fuck itself if it won't grow.
Yeah. That's
and they did point out like how much zucchini I'm going to get. They're like, one plant will grow a lot of zucchini.
How many?
You have 8.
I have no idea how many zucchinis even show up on one. But you know what? Fuck it. Fuck them.
I'm going to start giving them to people.
There you go.
Here's some zucchini bread.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a zucchini gumbo. Everything's a zucchini.
Zucchini cake.
But today I put in, I bought some things that were already done.
Yeah.
Because I found out bell peppers, this is welcome to Black and a Half Does Gardening.
Yes.
Bell peppers, I got some seeds and then it said start 8 weeks inside. I'm like, I ain't doing that shit. So I went and bought like just some ones that are already growing.
Yeah, yeah.
And put them in. So
damn,
those are growing. And I got some.
I didn't know there was such a science to it all. I just thought it was like water.
You just throw it in.
Yeah.
I know there's times of the year that you're supposed to.
I knew that.
We bought trees.
Mm-hmm.
they don't tell you at the nursery because they want you to buy stuff, mm-hmm. you know? But I get at home and I've been like panicking that I haven't planted the trees yet because we just got them a couple weeks
ago. Didn't one of your trees get torn down almost?
That was a different thing. Talk about that. Talk about evil children. But then my friend who was like this forest ecology major,
right?
Like in college, mm-hmm. she like came over.
Yeah.
And I was telling her, she's like, well, you can't plant them now.
Right.
I'm like, why not? She's like, you got to wait till they are about to go dormant for the year. So you got to put them like in the fall. That's when you transplant them because they will freak out if you just put them in the ground from a pot. And so I'm like, oh, so they need to sit here till October? And she's like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, oh, wow. Okay. And I only wanted one pear tree.
Yeah.
But I had to get two.
Because
apparently you can't, and you have to get two, you have to get ones that are different kinds, but that pollinate at the same time of year. Like
so, they pollinate each other.
Yeah.
Oh, because the cross pollination.
Yeah, I guess they're not. I thought they masturbated. Grew, so
that's
right?
what I thought. I
but
thought
no,
asexual.
They need another.
Damn.
But they don't want their own kind. Like they're all mixed race.
Wow.
Raced, you know?
Damn. Interracial
like
plants.
Yes, all of them are. They're like
Sea World.
Hey, Andrew, I want to meet a Bartlett. And another Andrew's like showing up, like, hey, I'm just like you. And it's like, fuck you, I don't want you.
I was like, is Andrew a real word?
Andrew?
Okay, I thought you were.
You not get pears?
No.
You don't eat pears?
I love pears, but I don't get enough of them.
You don't know what kinds there are.
No.
Like, but they're all the same to you?
All I know is that there's Honeycrisp apples now because of you.
Because of me?
Yeah.
You didn't know there were different apples?
I did. I mean, I knew it, but I didn't. I've never
looked at
those.
You just know the difference?
Yeah, not really.
What was the last apple you bought?
There's some red apples in the.
Red Delicious?
Shit, I don't know. They're in the. There's oranges and apples in my fridge right now.
Because Crystal does the shopping.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm chauvinist. I'm
like, if she listens to this show, I hope she gets Honeycrisp.
Yeah, I hope so.
She's
I mean,
if she gets Gala, she's garbage. Okay. Ugh. No, they're good. those aren't bad.
Wait, didn't Gretchen get?
Oh, recent Gala. I was just like, why? And I'm like, why? What's with the Galas?
Yeah.
What's going on? She's like, well, they were a dollar cheaper per pound. And I'm like, how come that's what you worry about? Jesus. You worry about the apple cost, but not of like
not the taste,
not your $90,000 haircut. Haircuts on women are ridiculous.
They are nuts.
They
man.
Rip women off,
don't
on,
they? Though
there's so many things they just rip women off on purpose.
Yeah,
like bro.
Like $150 or something to like get a haircut.
Women and black.
I don't know if that's
women and black men.
Yeah,
they black men get charged so much for a good haircut.
That's true.
And I'm like, I forget my friend.
Where'd he go?
Chris. It was Mejia. No, it was some other guy that I met. That it was like, I was like,
he has good waves in his hair.
Yeah, but the people will go like, yeah, the guy charges $50. And I'm like,
shit,
you don't have hair.
Yeah.
Like, you barely have hair. It's just like a little, yeah, it wasn't Mejia. It was someone else, but like, oh, because they can draw a sharp line? That should not get $50. It's the same price for a woman who's like there for an hour getting like.
I used to have the worst barber in California, though. This dude, like, okay, there was this one, okay.
Was he black?
He was black. And it was a black barbershop, right? But nobody would go to this dude. I'm like, how come nobody's going to this dude? I feel bad for him, right? And everybody's like, no, we'll wait for a homeboy over here. And I was like, I'll go to him, right? This dude cut so deep into my forehead that I had scabs across the
Shut
top
up.
Of my line.
Oh, were they doing the razor?
No, he was just using a regular like thing, but he was digging in. And it was just like, blood. So I would go to school. And then they were like, oh, shit, Manny, did you go to so-and-so? I was like, fuck, yeah.
Wait, did you go back to him again?
No, I never went back to him again. I was just like, I'll wait for Takame or whatever his name was. Or.
Well, see, I used to think that people's feelings would be hurt. I did that once
mm-hmm.
here, and the dude butchered my hair. And it looked like it was sideways, like it was off.
Yeah.
Because I felt bad. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to wait for the guy. And then I'm like, and then I was
the
like,
line
I was
wasn't even
I was
straight.
Supposed to be auditioning for something in a few days, and I was so mad. I was like, I went in there and I just kind of lied, but I was like, I'm gonna be on TV in a few days, and I need to fix this right now. Well, part of my hair, like my hairline, actually goes back a little
Same
farther
hair,
in one than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I go to a barber and they I say something, and I'm like, can you fix it, make it? They're like, yeah. Okay. They're like, no, I don't really notice until you said something, but
right.
now I do.
But I mean, we see our faces every day,
yeah.
so we notice it, right?
But this guy made it accentuated somehow. And so I waited for the guy I usually went to, and he fixed it, and then I just never went back there again. Even though I'd been loving the haircut, he was because he like the guy cut hair like a black barber.
Yeah,
but he was like Arabic or something.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh man, this is awesome. I'm also being not racist by going to a non-black bar. And now I just go to Rudy's.
Yeah.
Actually, the last person to cut my hair, I gotta find her card because she did it the best.
So I remember when I came up here to Washington, I was looking for a barber and I was like, fuck, I'm just driving around and I stop at this one place and I'm like, it kind of looks like a black barber. And I walk in and it's this little Asian lady. She's like, yeah, no, I cut black hair. And I'm like,
no.
She's like, no, I'll do it for cheap. And I was like, okay. And then she like literally almost gave me like a high top fade. And then she took she took a razor to like my like thing. And like, I was like,
were you like in 1990 you cut black hair and not since then?
I'll show you if I can find the picture.
Nobody came back to you.
It was awful.
Like, I cut the same hair since 1990.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you look just like Kid and Play.
But I was impressed with your little garden, though. It was, it looks like it's growing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the important thing. As long as it looks like it's growing.
Do you have to use fertilizer or no?
Yeah, I got it. They told me put this in it.
Yeah,
I think the weirdest thing for me is sort of this. I mean, it's sort of a spiritual thing. I can get why farmers are religious, because like the good feed I got, the good soil has chicken manure in it.
You know? Okay,
because chicken manure is supposed to be really good.
Okay,
for veg,
better than cow or whatever.
Yeah, like apparently there's something special. But that's what trips me out is just this whole idea that poop, is fertilizer.
Isn't that weird?
And poop is like good for it to grow. You want your stuff to grow good. It's like where everything goes.
Right.
Like it's a circle.
But it like
feels you poop
like,
it out,
and
then
you get E. coli from like, is that cows?
It's from being unwashed.
Right. Okay.
Like it's and I guess that's part of the thing. Yeah, you got to wash off your stuff. I think it's from cow manure.
Yeah.
I forget the exact why.
I feel like it's chicken that is salmonella. Yeah.
Well, no, salmonella like. Remember, like sometimes they'll have it on like vegetables because they got contaminated.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah.
And so they're not expecting it.
Man, there was a guy, Tori, or maybe it was Joe Tori. He came to the parlor and I guess he was cooking chicken and got it in his eye, salmonella. And
can get it in your eye?
I had no idea. He looked awful and it's making my eyes water right now.
Wait,
just thinking about it.
So he said, no, I got salmonella in my eye?
Yeah. I was like, are you sure?
I think he got like a money shot from somebody and he's trying to say, it was chicken, man. It was just chicken will do that.
Salad-y, man.
They're like, no, you have HIV just in your eye. It's nowhere else.
That's all. It's just that's in the your eye. Oh, man. So I wanted to talk about the NBC audition we just did.
Yeah. You know, it's weird because when you say it like online, people who are normal people
think
it's a way bigger deal than it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want to go like, dude, I audition for stuff all the time. And
right.
Like, this is just, we're all standing in line. And I do think in comedy, there's so few industry things that are here that it seems
it's
special.
Bigger. Yeah.
Like, oh, you made it. And
Comics here.
We ended up in different groups because
of Quentin.
Because of Quentin, a previous guest, cut in line. And
he was like, oh, I'm not cutting.
I'm not cutting.
I'm just going to go say hi to people.
He never came back.
Jesus. And I do wonder how I would have done if I ended up in the first group.
Well, because it's interesting because they only took four people from each group.
From each
I don't
group.
Know if they have that in mind
mentally,
or if they would have been like, oh, we'll take five.
Yeah.
But you were in the first. I was in the first group and then, I was one of the four.
Yep. And then I was in the second group and I was one of the four.
Yeah. So we like represented.
We did, man. Black and a half. We made it to the second round. And
then Manny, I bombed my audition.
I really feel like it had to do with me writing down that I already had a TV credit. But they're like, oh, we'll see more of him. You know, at least it's interesting.
Yeah. So. I think it probably helped that you did well.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I think me bombing didn't help.
I do wonder, though, like now that I've because the bit I did in the second round was the one that aired on Heart of the City. Right. But it's the same one that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, he's got a little copyright issue going on. Somebody took his bit
and they put it on Netflix.
Yeah.
And but mine was time stamped in 2017. There's 2019. So
it is weird. There's no like. You can't, there's no pledge.
What are you going to do? You know?
Yeah. But regardless,
I doubt they'll remember.
Especially since you auditioned before the Netflix special.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, the video that they taped on the actual showcase, I didn't do that bit. So they can't go back and be like.
Did they tape?
They taped. Yeah. Because I think they'll watch it later.
Oh, and your 2 minute was when you did that.
Yeah. I did that in the 2 minute.
And then you did all new material for the 7?
No, I did one new thing. I did my dad joke. About the first DUI ain't that bad, and then I did relationship days.
Okay,
and yeah. So
in my set, I had two crazy people. Oh. Did you have any crazy people?
Ooh, let me think. Let me think.
Like legit.
First, yes.
So this first round of auditions that we did, you had to do 1 minute. That's
but not
all
as
you
crazy
could
as
do.
Your group.
Yeah. We had one woman who like she started doing a joke and then she goes, wait, can I swear in this? And they're like, yeah, go. And she just kept going. They said, you got to do a minute. And, you know, if you're in the middle of the joke, just
wrap
finish
up.
It off. And
yeah.
She did at least 3 minutes.
Jesus.
People were like, and then she get off stage and she starts going, was that too vulgar? Was that vulgar? As the other person starting.
Wow.
And she starts walking back to the judges. Was that too vulgar? And the guy's like, go back, sit down.
Yeah.
And then she comes over and she kept asking people. And everyone's like, shh. Because poor Aisha Farhood.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
she was on, and this is when we keep talking. I missed Aisha's set almost all because I was distracted.
And she didn't
by
even
this.
Get into the next round, did she?
Neither of them. No, no, no. No.
No, but I was going to say.
They're not going to let the crazy woman who went 3 minutes.
No, not the 3 minute lady. But
Aisha?
Because her stuff's being talked over. It's not like
well,
she got a read.
She didn't even have a chance. Yeah, she didn't even get a shot.
Damn.
I mean, because then you know it's distracting. So
totally.
So I thought it was really unfair for her.
That sucks.
And then we had some guy who just went up, this crazy white boy dude.
Yeah.
Oh my, like
oh,
surfer.
The guy with the board. No.
He's like, I've been doing improv 15 years, and he went up like and didn't say anything for like 15 seconds, just staring at everybody. He was crazy. And that was wild because I'm not used to having I guess open mics occasionally have the mm-hmm. random crazy guy, but this was like. Dude, this is a real setting. Thank
yeah.
goodness they weren't full because
yeah.
it would have been sucked that I didn't get in because two crazy people showed up. They got in their line early because this is where they sleep. On
who,
the,
who went before you?
I feel bad. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I was so just focused.
Yeah.
But I was near the end, so I don't think it was anyone that I actually am familiar with. But
you walked out of there feeling confident though, right? Like you had.
I thought when I did that 1 minute, mm-hmm. I was like, I did better than anyone here.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as I
you knew it. Yeah.
I felt like I should move on.
Totally.
But I also understand it's not a system of fairness.
Totally.
Or meritocracy.
Right.
It's whatever they felt like. But I saw the judges laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like I should move on.
I have horrible eyes.
So when I saw it,
back there.
I was not surprised.
Nice.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I did it. And then I was like, I didn't plan my two. What do I do for a two?
Fuck.
And I did not do well. I don't think I chose the right material. I now think I know what I would do next time.
Yeah. It just sucks to have to wait like however long. To...
Yeah. Well, in 2 years, we'll see. You know, yeah. when I'm 58, one day I'll finally get a shot. Roger's like, I've done it 6 times. I'm like, oh, this is my third time.
It's pretty interesting to think that he did it 6 times and finally got into
yeah.
the showcase. So, I mean, and I've always thought he's the stronger comic. You
persistence.
Know? Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's not about how strong you are. I think it's just what they're looking for that day, you know? So,
what did you think about people's material?
I didn't think that it spoke to who they were. And I think that that was maybe one of the biggest things.
Did you feel like the people who passed on yours did that in the first round, at least?
First round, I mean, I kind of went in, okay, I feel like you told me this, and I just kind of took it to heart and actually did it. I did everything based on what my life would be. Like, if they were going to pitch a TV show around it, this is...
That wasn't me. That was, what's her name from Last Comic Standing that told you that, and then you told me.
Who told me that?
Oh,
Ida.
Ida.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she told you that. That was you.
Yeah, yeah. She told me, yeah.
Who are you, and why should I care?
Right? Exactly, right. So, yeah, that's what I went in with the mindset. Of doing, but I feel like everybody else, they were just trying to be like, it's so funny because I was so in my head. I was like, every time I get done with the set, I'm like, what could I have done better? Or like, did that go? I don't even remember my set half the time I do it. I'm just kind of in autopilot and just having fun. But not these I didn't have fun, but I was trying to be in the moment and be animated. But I do remember some girl being like she was talking, oh, you know, I was talking to my doctor and I'm trying to be polite, but I'm like, motherfucker, do I have cramps? You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I'm like, okay,
so
I mean.
This is who you are?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
The woman with cramps.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like.
I bet there's ways that you could do, you know, yeah, I just feel like, okay, is this, maybe if you're saying I am loud and obnoxious or mm-hmm. I'm loud and about crap, like this is who I am. But
yeah,
I do think you know, I think particularly my first set, I really hit on able to get in that I'm married and I have kids and I'm of mixed descent. Like, all getting all those in a minute to go like, oh, he's got a lot of different things going on.
Totally.
So let's hear 2 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that was the goal. Just get to the 2 minute.
Yeah.
Just get to the 2 minute.
I mean, like, let's be real. That was kind of the biggest thing for me was like me and Roger actually were talking about that in line. Like, he came up to me after sitting in front. He was like, bro, I can't do these fucking open micers, like talking and trying to be funny in line. He's like, just be funny on fucking stage. Shut the fuck up and let us all just like concentrate, right? Because everybody was trying to like one up each other, be funny in line. And I'm just like, that's all I was thinking. I was with you. I was just focused. I'm like, let's just get through this. And I was looking at the line. And this is kind of how I feel even about Seattle International. It's like, I don't want to go do these things because if I fail, they're going to be like, oh, I should have been a heart of the city. I could have taken this.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It is. It's not necessarily
different.
It's different. But I was like, if I don't get out of this first round, like, I ain't shit. You know what I mean? That's kind of what I felt.
I mean, but you have to go through those and it has to have that.
Yeah.
Have that rejection.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing I've been learning with acting classes. It's like, yeah, you could crush. You could do everything right. But sometimes they're just looking for something else, or they have something else in mind, or maybe you look like their ex-boyfriend, or maybe you look like the dude who beat them up on the subway, right? So there's a bunch of little factors that could prevent you.
Well, in acting, I mean, I got, you know, and still even when you're rejected, it's hard to go through, but like,
totally.
Like, I remember somebody telling me they thought, oh, this one theater, they just play favorites because they were doing this production of The Music Man, and his friend was the Music Man. You know, he is that character. He's the embodiment. And he went and auditioned, and they didn't cast him. So they play favorites. And I'm like, you know, a lot of people have played that role.
Right.
And it's, you know, like a lot of opinion. Of
totally.
Yeah, there's certain qualities, but that doesn't mean that person didn't have them. And
right.
And what are you talking about? Like, I've tried to not feel, I don't know, jealous, or to understand that there's so many people can play these roles that you get rejected from,
right?
But it kind of doesn't matter. And it's just, you know, when I've cast things, I've been like, I directed this play and I wanted this one woman.
Right.
And so I called to offer her a role, and then she's like, well, I'm not sure. I want to think about it. And I'm like, we need to get this done tonight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, do you want it or not? She's like, well, I can't say that I, right now. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to have to move on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then I went and called the other person, my second choice.
Yeah.
And she was great. And then the other person called back trying to get the role back.
Yeah.
I'm like, I already gave it away.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but you got to.
Yeah, I mean.
And I don't know what, I'm like, why did she audition if she wasn't sure if she wanted to do it? But anyway, the person who I gave it to, I couldn't imagine anyone else having done.
Right.
You know, like, you just, so it doesn't really matter.
Totally.
It's like, I mean, any of these shows, doesn't matter which headliner you have in.
Right.
No. They're all funny.
Yeah.
You know, whatever middle you get, they're cool. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an enjoyable show.
Totally.
There's like probably 10 features in Seattle that are all like, no, they're good.
Yeah, yeah.
It really doesn't matter who you put.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to enjoy themselves.
They're going to carry the show. And
yeah, there's very few super unique people
right.
that come through.
Totally.
You know, they usually
Silas, Lindstein, Manny Martin. You know, these guys are,
you know, just
among men.
Different voices.
Totally. Yeah.
And anyway, I mean, that's why I, you know, it's part of Black and a Half. It went through and determined through an extensive rating system.
Yes.
A system of judgments and going through Twitter. We've come up with the top 10 comics.
That is right.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
Number 10. Okay. Now you're going to be here sitting here listening, waiting for your name. You know, and I understand, but some hurt feelings and some excitement will be
there.
Hey. So number 10, your uncle.
Oh.
What funniest. Whoever's listening, your uncle's funnier than most comics.
It's hands down.
Okay. Number 9, the 6-month comic that says he has an hour of material. That guy is so funny.
Killing it.
He's
killing
funny.
It.
All right. Number 8, the road comic with the same act for 20 years. He's coming in at number 8.
Yep.
All right. Number 7, the Amazon employees that don't tip their Lyft driver.
Oh, there you go.
They are hilarious. When you want comedy, go make $100,000 a year and don't drop a dollar to the guy that drove asshole. Your drunk ass 8 blocks. Number 6, sushi.
Oh.
A surprise win.
Yeah, snuck in there.
Yeah, but they're all over the place.
Yeah.
They're
dominating.
Like if you mention sushi, everybody knows their name,
exactly.
Right? Everyone knows the name sushi in Seattle. Number 5, Azelle Montague.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, knocking doors down.
Ah, killing it.
Number 4, the comic who hands out cigarettes.
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, cuz you need them there.
Thoughtful.
Why wouldn't you book them?
Yeah.
You got to have someone there to hand out the cigarettes,
especially when you should be near the stage getting ready to go up.
That's right.
Got to be smoking outside.
Number 3, the comic that runs that show I want to be on.
Ooh.
They are always one of the funniest
people. You guys.
Like if I want to be on that show, they are so funny.
You are the Oh my god. I can't even like be nice to you.
Oh.
So funny. I laugh at everything you say.
And then number 2, George McLaughlin.
Oh, yep.
George McLaughlin.
Definitely up there.
Unique voice.
Yep.
And the number 1, according to the rating system,
okay,
of the top 10 comics in Seattle is the salmon that are getting thrown at Pike's Place.
Boom.
They prop comedy is still in. Prop comedy. And okay, if you didn't make it this month, you know, like work on your act, you know, just be consistent.
Exactly.
And, you know, maybe we'll see how the rating system stands out.
Yeah.
Next.
And hopefully you get better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I did a show this weekend at Laugh Tech, which was.
Laugh Tech, they've been on the show.
Yeah.
Good people.
They were great.
You know what I like about them?
Yeah.
I like them and this guy named Ava, who I just did a show with. Mm-hmm. Taylor Clark is booking the room.
Mm.
You need to be on that. It was in Seattle Center. It's at the Solo Bar.
Oh, okay.
It's like a once a month.
Nice.
They do like 4 comics each, do 20 minutes.
Good turnout.
He went, yeah, decent. Especially this last one. It was Saturday night.
Okay.
So Folk Life was going on down there. I forgot about that.
Wow.
I had to park like a mile away.
Jesus.
Up a hill because I forgot event parking, you know?
Yeah.
$30. And I'm like, no, this math doesn't work for what I'm getting paid. So I won't be doing this. So that was a good, but Ava and the Brian Trendler and Marcel, they don't do comedy.
Right.
And I love that.
Me too.
I love the idea that people that aren't actually trying to be on shows are just producing comedy.
Exactly.
Like, we need more of that.
Producing, quality shows too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, this was.
You had a dog?
A
right?
dog and.
And a baby?
3 dogs and 2 babies.
3 dogs?
Yeah. And this girl who went up before me was doing abortion jokes. And I literally went up and I was like, first off, I just want to apologize to the babies in the room about the abortion jokes. Then I got into my stuff. But dude, it was great. Say what you want. Like, not every room is for everybody. Sometimes I love those random ass rooms where it's like, there's a baby crying.
This is a coffee.
This was, there's a bar in Bothell. I can't remember which one that is, but
okay.
It was awesome. It was great. It was huge turnout and like all the people came up to me.
Especially
afterwards.
A Sunday of Memorial Day weekend.
Dude, it was,
all the people not invited to my party.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, wow. Like I was already tired from like just driving around all day. And then, I was like, okay, you got to put energy into this. You still got to like represent for them, and you know.
Okay, what do you think about so Memorial Day weekend? I've always done a Sunday party.
Yeah,
because I feel like actual Memorial Day.
Yeah,
it's like
it's supposed to be somber, right?
Well, no, I mean I don't care about stuff like that. But, I just think like, well, you're working the next day,
so
you can't just like get drunk all day. Mm-hmm. You can't just get lit, right?
It's like how I feel about like when the 4th is on. Like any day where you have to work afterwards. It's, like, I mean, I'm still going to party on the 4th, but not maybe as hard. I mean, if it's on a Friday or Saturday.
I think it's awful when the 4th is like a Wednesday and you have to work. And it's like, why are we working?
Totally.
This is a holiday. Okay. The big event is at night.
That's what I'm saying. And like,
and it's not night till like 11.
We should all get July 5th off. That should be.
Yeah. The 4th of July should be the day you work.
Exactly.
And the 5th is the day because everyone gets off and go watch your fireworks.
You
but the 5th is.
Yeah, no, I agree though. I think, Sundays are where the party's at.
Sometimes I've been like, oh, maybe I should be doing it on Memorial Day instead.
Speaking of 4th of July, Independence Day.
Aliens?
Aliens, man. Oh. Did you see this with the Navy?
I saw the headline.
Yeah, I didn't read it either.
Yeah.
I meant to today. I was going to do it on lunch, but I was so busy. I was like, all right. But so I guess the little snippet that I read, I guess the Navy's declassifying things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're seeing things flying above them. And they're like, what the hell is that? No, like jet propulsion, no streams, no anything. It's just weird shit flying above them.
So, I mean, it could, you know, it can always be other. Here's countries. What's weird. Well, it could be other countries. Yeah. It could be within our own government is testing stuff that they're not telling the Navy about. They don't need to know. So it can't be higher ups that we're doing. It could be, you know, I've heard this theory.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of theories, but there's a big theory of UFO believers that.
They're just time travelers?
No, more that. If they are from other planets, that they've found us uninteresting or too dangerous.
That's what...
And just like, no.
There were some that apparently, like, this is what this one researcher says. He says that they think we're too barbaric. And they don't even know why we have nuclear weapons. They're like, why would they destroy themselves?
Yeah.
So, we're idiots.
I remember this this book series that I read that the alien race that came to conquer, they developed so slowly. Mm. Like what we would develop in 20 years would take them 3 centuries.
No shit.
Just because they want to make sure they're doing it right.
Oh, they're doing it perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And like they couldn't believe, because so they saw us and we were in the crusade times.
Yeah.
That's when their probe that came back and they're like, oh, that's what they're like. And figured by the time they took their 500-year trip to get here, we'd still be that, basically.
So
and then they get here. And we're all, World War II has started.
Oh,
they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is not what we planned on. And these people are advancing. So, and once we did the bomb, they're like, how, do you guys don't know how to get rid of nuclear waste.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we'll figure it out. And they're like, okay, our people would never start using something that we didn't know how to solve the problems of, you know. We don't.
That's a good book, man. Shit, that's interesting. No. Yeah. Fuck. We're such
like
a
But I like the time travel aspect.
Yeah.
Is kind of interesting to me.
Thinking we're like looking back at ourselves and
I mean, the potential of that.
You can't interfere with time, but you can like research it and look at it.
I mean, my scientist friend says no.
Yeah.
Can't. It's impossible.
To time travel?
Time travel's just considered impossible.
I mean,
in that sense. That sense. You can do the faster speed of light traveling, you can go away.
Well, what about like traveling through wormholes? They say like if you pop out, it might take you on an opposite side of the time spectrum.
Right, but nobody's been to a wormhole.
I mean, nobody's been to a wormhole. For all
or
we know, you
found
get crushed.
One.
Yeah, so
like we don't know these are all theoretical.
I've always thought like it's interesting to me, like a black hole. You know, like when you look at the Milky Way, you know how it looks like it's swirling.
When you go into a black hole, you actually find an. You end up in a library.
In your child's
with
bedroom.
With Matthew McConaughey. That's what's in it. That's a fact.
I've always thought of it, though. Like, when you look at a, when you look at any galaxy, it looks like a toilet bowl, like, swirling around a black hole. Like, it's all getting sucked in.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it just, I think everything's getting sucked in eventually.
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
what
they say.
Oh, okay. And then it spews it all out.
Well, we don't know what's on the other end.
Oh, shit.
What if the other end is just this big pile of shit that's like, what? Oh, a planet? Come on.
They actually said Andromeda is supposed to collide with our galaxy in whatever amount of time, and it's supposed to become one new galaxy.
Oh, so, or sucked into it.
Yeah, it's going to overtake ours, but it's going to throw shit out of whack, and things are going to collide. So who knows, man? Stars are...
In 200 billion years.
So we'll be gone. But.
We got to worry about, we got to focus on that.
Totally. We got to stop
Okay, time travel, you mentioned. I was
black time travel.
Black time travel. Guys. There's
you can ruin it for me. I'm going to.
Well, no.
Because
we're going to do a review on this show. There's a movie out on Netflix produced by Spike Lee, not directed by, called See You Yesterday.
Mm.
And it involves time travel by two black geniuses.
Right.
Like, but they're kids. Right? They've come up with it.
It takes place in today's era?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's fascinating. So I was reading an article kind of about it, and it was talking about how time travel has been touched on by people of color.
Mm.
Sorry. Particularly black people. Like, because black people can't time travel for the most part.
Right. Oh, because we can't go.
If we go to any time, we're oppressed. Yeah, there's exactly. a problem.
Yeah, you're a slave.
They talked about, like, in the show Timeless. Did you ever watch that on ABC?
Yeah. Did they talk about that?
Well,
where he couldn't go
so
back.
He
to
was, well, he would go back, yeah. and then he would have to, like, sit outside the door while everything was going on inside because,
damn.
You know, they wouldn't let colored people in.
Yeah, yeah.
Or. And so that was part of it, and an element that you'd see him getting treated poorly,
right.
and his white friends being like, "You dumb people, racist." Well,
yeah.
Being a little chance for them to be white knights. You know? but it was, and you went back to revolutionary times, and okay. it was funny sometimes when they went back was to like an era like, yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah,
like there's like this period of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Through Jim Crow that people cared, but if you went back to the Revolutionary War, they're just like, oh, so where are you from?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, cool, all right.
Interesting. Was that real? Or,
well, back then, I mean, during, well, Revolutionary War, we had, no, we did have slaves, but we also, there were free blacks.
Yeah, that's true. And I also wonder if you like hit up, if you went back to like Africa and it was like pre-slavery era. I mean, you know what I mean? I think that there were places they traded, and you know, you're looked at as,
but you know, once slavery was getting abolished everywhere, I think it was just like, oh, well, there's black people around,
yeah,
not a big deal, yeah. except in America,
yeah, America. No, I don't think they'll ever get rid of it. So, okay, I'm excited to watch this. I'm gonna try
so,
to watch this tonight
because, yeah, and so they do this in a way where they don't have to deal with that
okay.
kind of thing. But you don't see many, other than that, I was realized you don't see black people in time travel movies, you
really don't,
because that is something that you have to address if
yeah.
you do it, right?
Man, racist.
And how is it not? And it's a good point out of our society.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, yay, time travel to a time where my people are complete garbage,
totally.
Right? Are treated like garbage.
I guess if I was going to make a black time travel movie, I would just go forward in time, I guess, and see what else is going on. I don't know. What would you?
Yeah.
I mean, you try to get Star Trek pretty much, right?
I always think there's this fear of moving forward in time. Is
yeah.
like, what if you forward into nothing?
That's a good point. Like,
and
the world's gone.
Yeah, and it's like,
shit.
Oh, a lot of radiation around me right now. Crap. Oh, this time machine won't work in the radiation. Maybe that's a short film right there
you
where
go.
You do it and it's like, oh crap. This is supposed to put me in the same place.
Right.
You know what time travel never deals with?
What's that?
Is the fact that maybe... they just never say it in
yeah.
the actual film, but you know, the Earth rotates and moves.
Okay.
And so if you went forward in time or like if
oh,
you
you're
if
in
you
a
went
different
back
part
a year of
the Earth,
of
or of the
solar
of the,
system.
Yeah, of basically of the rotation around the sun,
yeah.
right? So
you would be exact like unless you have that
unless you have that calculated to land back
in
the
there.
Same spot.
Yeah, to like okay, but remember the Earth axis moves at 3,000 miles an hour. And we're going to be rotating the sun at this time. So that has to be in there to get you in this exact spot.
Did you hear that, Black and a Half fans? Silas just fucked time travel right there
well,
for everybody.
They may well put that in the calculation.
Yeah, okay. That would make
let's
sense.
Assume that.
We'll assume.
But I would also like to see where
yeah.
someone forgot that. And
you know,
suddenly they're in the vacuum of space. And they're what's going on?
I almost
dude,
think...
did you put in, did you account for the Earth's movement around the sun? Oh, my
bad. I think
bad.
That it almost would make more sense to it. Do time travel. If you were going to have a time machine, just have it in space. Literally, you know what I mean?
Then you come back inside of a planet that's rotating, right?
Or what if you did it above the rotation of the planets?
You know.
You know what I mean? Like, doesn't that.
That's true.
Because if why don't they rotate? Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Why don't
right?
they rotate all different ways?
All different ways.
They don't, right?
No.
Do they?
It's all like, isn't it all.
Because they can
that
all line
strange.
Up.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that just for our representation that they do that, or do they?
I don't know. We'll have to research that. But I'm pretty sure they're
we
all.
We need a scientist on
yeah.
here to tell us, does the Earth. Okay, because it is.
Yeah.
Kind of, okay, because that's the thing that they make fun of in, like, Star Trek.
Right.
Like how when two ships come up to each other, they're always facing each other as if they were all going the same
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
And like, why isn't it sideways?
Right, or one above it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's never. And only one film ever addresses that.
Which one?
Wrath of Khan.
Oh, okay.
And they say, like, he's thinking in a two-dimensional way.
Right.
And so they go above him, and then they come down and shoot his ass up. But then I've also heard somebody said, well, that's the way our planets are. Everything's aligned. So that it would make sense that that's kind of how you travel.
Yeah,
but
that's a good point.
How come there's got to be solar systems, you know, up?
Does it make you mad to travel up? To think that you'll never get to see any other, like, planet or any other galaxy.
Who says I won't?
I mean, maybe when you die.
Giving up?
I don't know. Like,
oh, why are you depressing me, man?
I was just thinking about it. Like, they say that there's more stars than grains of sand on the planet, right? So it's like, that is pretty fucking phenomenal. And I just was thinking about it. It's like, man, there's probably some cool planet out there where there's, like, no racism. You know what I mean? Everybody's just, like, free.
That's just because they haven't met black people yet, right? They're all just a white planet. Like, what? Or they're all black and they're there, like, white people aren't here to create racism. What's going on?
What is this?
It would be suck if they were worse.
Yeah.
If they were all like, everyone looks the same, except like, you got a crooked nose. Oh, I hate you.
Ooh, wouldn't that be some shit? It's like, oh, what? He has a lazy eye. Fuck him. You know what I mean? You're like, damn, I can't control that. He has a gap in his teeth. Shit.
My daughter right now, I think about all the, her life is so awesome in some ways that she doesn't realize, like, just
the shit she doesn't have to deal with.
Okay, part of me thinks that this is the greatest time to be alive right now. Because
outside of Trump.
I'm not dealing with him.
Okay.
But, okay.
Yeah.
We are past Jim Crow or past slavery, right? But we're not to, I don't know, some ways what comes after this is as long as capitalism exists, we're gonna have global warming. The planet's about to get screwed, right? Yeah. So the planet is gonna be in horrible shape.
Yeah.
In
you think it'll
years.
Ever be able to be repaired?
I don't think. Not with us. Well, it has to. As long as the U.S. is in control of stuff, and this, as long as the capitalism is existing, we're not gonna.
As long as oil is the all
dollar, and unless everyone starts taking the attitude of a lot of European countries, we're not. Like we have an impending doom.
China
of humans
Russia,
on this on planet.
U.S.
Yeah. So between that or wars going on, we've had no wars on this in our country land for many decades.
Yeah.
Right. My daughter gets to say, play Superstition by Stevie Wonder to something, and it just comes on.
Right.
Like, I mean, there's no anticipation for stuff, like no excitement, because she can just, what movie do I want to watch? Whatever. I'll find
it. You'll never have to have a blockbuster night where you're just like, well, they're all gone.
Yeah.
You'll never have to go, like, they actually had an episode of Teen Titans where Cyborg is talking to all the other Titans. He's like, man, the 80s were the best. And then Robin's like, do you know how hard it was in the 80s? So they all go back in time to the 80s.
Yeah.
And he's like, I task you with trying to buy a record, right? He's like, that's fine. And one of the girls is like, don't worry, I'll get us a cab. And he was like, but there's no cell phones to get us an Uber.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then he was like, that's all right, we'll ride our bikes. And so they all ride their bikes, and then they get there and he doesn't have cash. You know, or he doesn't have a debit card.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a credit card. They run into bullies, all kind of other shit. You know what I mean? It's like they had to use a map. They couldn't use like Google Maps. So the 80s were awful.
Yeah. I mean, it is a great time to be alive. Like, we haven't had we don't have the consequences yet of a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And let's say we do make it past this, and in 100 years.
Right.
We are exploring other planets. Like, how badass would that be to be like, hey, we're getting images in from Umano.
Yeah.
Right? Planet Umano. Here
all
it is.
The,
and they're showing like jungles, like
just the naked
planet.
Chicks that are just like, you're like, oh man.
With three breasts.
Total Recall.
And now there's all then everyone hears that new fetishes. Oh, yeah. All the Asian fetish companies are like going out of business because everybody wants the three titty
girls. Oh man. No, man, I'm into three titty girls. I'm sorry, babe. I can't be with
well,
two.
How many vaginas? Just one. That's all I can handle, man.
Sorry, you don't have two vaginas? I can't mess with you. Jeez.
Looking forward to it. Where and even like okay, sexual identity wise, like my daughter has all these people, she has these friends who are all like, I'm bisexual.
Yeah.
They're all saying they're bisexual. My wife was saying, telling me, you know, she's like, all 12-year-old girls are bisexual. She's like, we all, like, because you're figuring out who you're attracted to.
Right.
She's, you know, like, in a 12, you're all like, oh, no, I'm attracted to them. Maybe I am. But now, but everyone used to keep it to themselves.
Exactly.
And now they're all like, oh, I'm attracted to both girls and boys. Like, and I'm like, you haven't even been on a date. Like, they can't even, like, they can, her friends come over to my house for the Memorial Day party, and there's Jack's boys. Apparently, half the thing was, half the time they were there, one of them was, like, afraid to go talk to Jack's son because she thinks she has a crush on him. And I'm like, you saw him.
Yeah.
You just walked by and saw there was a boy.
Right.
That was the extent of her crush. And then by the end, she's decided she didn't like him. It wasn't a crush. Wow. I don't think she ever spoke to him.
Damn.
To him. It's just like all this drama these girls created
for nothing.
By walking by.
God.
Man. Oh, the tall, kind of white kid.
I don't know. It's like, you know, with this whole, like, the new generation, though, do they have too much?
Yeah.
Like, instant gratification on everything, right? It's like, you don't know what it was like to have to wait for...
We have all this instant stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's terribly frustrating, I think, for someone like my daughter to, like, how come dishes take so long to do, right?
Right, right.
Why do I have to wipe these off? Mm. And if we don't wipe them off, the, you know, you run through the wash and it doesn't work.
Right.
Or then the sink's clogged or something. Right. So there's these basic tasks that...
Yeah.
May never get to a point, unless you just get to the point that you can just fucking throw your dish into something.
Right.
Like, you just toss it like it's
and
trash.
Then just lasers
and then and just cleans it and puts it away for herself. Don't folding laundry.
I bet you
all these little things are just so I think they're so annoying to her that she gets instant gratification.
Does it scare you that we'll be like WALL-E though? Where it's like we're the round people? Where it's like,
have you looked at America? We are the round people. We are WALL-E.
Good point. Good point. I mean,
my foot is numb because I bent over like for an hour doing my damn thing. I've been numb for 3 days.
It's crazy. It's like, I just think about how lazy I am in general and like how much in my 20s. I used to play basketball all the time, but I don't know. I mean,
well, I mean, God.
Outside of you, I don't really have any friends.
Can you think about I just think about my life and like, oh, cause you know, I imagine if I had time to just go play basketball,
Jesus,
to
or
go
soccer,
to call up people. Hey, yo, guys, you want to get together and shoot some hoops? What? No, I gotta fucking my rutabaga's coming in. I gotta take care of that. My rutabaga, or I got my door has dry rot that I need to clean on my house, or. No, I got to go clean my car because I might get fired and I need to be prepared to Uber.
Well, here's the thing I was going to say with the new technology. Have you heard of deep fake? So you haven't heard of deep fakes?
No.
Okay. So deep fakes are basically videos. And Key and Peele actually did one where they had Jordan doing an Obama voice, but Obama was saying some like fucked up things.
Okay.
And they just had his face.
Did they do it on the show or just?
No, it was just on like, it was advertising what deepfakes are. So basically, there's a few ways to do deepfakes. I mean, you saw where they edited Nancy Pelosi's video, made it look like she was having a stroke kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she just repeated stuff over and over. But literally when Jordan Peele did it, there was a software that made it look like Obama was sitting there and he was like talking and saying these things he really didn't say. Didn't quite sound like his voice.
Yeah.
But now it's like, what do you trust?
And people are going to believe it. They're going to make, you're going to make these and people are going to say, no, no, no.
I saw him say it. I saw Obama say it.
I mean, they're making stuff up that he said and he never did.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's no evidence of such.
Ever. But they still believe it. I mean, there's people who just literally want to believe anything.
Still, so. He's from Kenya.
He admitted it. Look at that video. He said he's from Kenya.
He's from Kenya.
Look, he came out the vagina with the Obama face.
Show Obama's a man. It's a fact.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at the picture.
God.
That almost makes me more mad than the Kenya thing.
Oh, my. Michelle Obama.
Her being a man.
Jesus.
And that she's been living this lie.
Right. I'm just like, okay.
To be the first lady.
So painful, man. Just to like, all right, they just hate black people.
It was just Michael Obama. It was Michael. His name was Michael.
And those kids are paid actors.
They're hiding a gay love affair between Michael Obama
It still just blows my mind that like Trump is in there with his like store-bought wife, you know what I mean, and like her nudes and everything else. And you know, here's the thing that's crazy to me about Christians is like how much they support Trump.
Yeah,
but like not only is he like the all-time lying president, like over 10,000 lies, and they say in the Bible that like the devil's the king of lies.
Yeah,
but his son-in-law has a building at 666 something Ave.
Does he?
Yeah, so he could be the Antichrist, and they're just like, oh no, he's not. He was sent by God.
He was sent by God. And now I believe in premarital sex because he does.
Exactly.
Now I believe.
No abortions for anybody.
Except Trump's.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus.
I like that. You see the cartoon where it's like the it's Pence handing him the like, sir, here's the abortion bill. He goes, like, I already paid for that.
So good.
Oh yeah. That's right. That's right.
Oh man.
What else we got? Oh, and yeah, as we're in the politics, do you think, okay, so with the recent Georgia abortion bill passing, it's a real fun topic. It's real, like, laughs.
We get real here on Black and a Half. Longest running.
So Hollywood's threatening to leave.
I think that's smart.
And some people are saying, online, they're like, oh, we don't care. We don't need their money.
Yeah.
The guy said, oh, the governor signed that bill because of his conscience. He's not going to do anything he doesn't care about the money. And I was like, that's all he cares about. Exactly. He's a politician. He cares about that because he's getting funded.
Yeah.
From his thing by anti-choice groups.
Ugh.
And it's, do you think Hollywood will make a difference? I mean, do you think, okay. And one, do you think it does anybody in Hollywood saying they're against something, do you think that changes anyone's mind?
I think yes and no. I mean, I think that there are some kids that follow celebrities. So, like, for instance, if a Selena Gomez, who has, like, the most followers on Instagram, is like, hey, guys, we got to stand up for women's rights, I think that can make a difference in a celebrity. But I think if somebody who's not really an A-lister like that, that, you know, I think somebody with a solid
following. Who was it that they think screwed up the election?
Alyssa Milano? No.
No, it was, like, was it Taylor Swift that said, get everyone get out and vote?
Oh, was it? And they were like, we're going to show you.
Oh, we're going to vote.
But for
the other guy. No, but like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. So it was for like.
Was it Taylor?
It was Taylor Swift, but it was for the Senate. And it was for 2018.
And it was for some Democrat.
Yeah,
She was like, and they're like, and I was shocked because I was like, oh, I thought she was a Republican.
Me too, yeah.
Because she's a country singer.
Totally. Like, she helped, I mean.
Yeah. So, no, but I'm like, that's bomb.
But also for industry.
Do you think they care more about, I think the dollars would affect them more.
That's what I'm saying. So when you start to take, like, when Hollywood moves out and is like, well, if you guys are putting out these shitty laws, I truly think that.
Because I'm a producer and we need some abortions.
Yeah.
Because this show did not cast itself on talent.
Well, here's the thing I think is, like, when you start hurting them in the pockets, how many people rely on those jobs? How many billions of dollars does that bring in?
And I got to think that. That's where politicians are supposed to be smarter than the average person.
Right.
Is they need to think about the goodwill of the state
mm-hmm.
and going, look, I know this is unpopular amongst our
constituents.
Thank you for the word. The C word. We know the C word is really unhappy. But look, we got to figure out how to pay for this.
Totally.
We got to pay for all this. We got to pay for to figure out how to stop Black people from voting. We can't,
dude. That was another crazy thing too.
I just hate Georgia for everything now.
Like,
are they the new Florida?
You know, that was a guy who he didn't put out any of the voting machines and closed down like a few other locations. And he was like, what, the Secretary of State?
Yeah, his job
to make sure monitor the election was fair.
And he's like,
So he basically made his way in there by like cheating like a motherfucker.
Oh
God. Can you imagine if like voting was just fair across the board? They say that there's the conservatives are dying off and like kids are becoming more liberal.
Yeah, I think so to a degree, but I think that everyone who ends up getting the money starts leaning a little more conservative.
Probably.
Well, I mean, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Well, and the old people, the people who get to live longer, are often rich people.
Mm.
And they make sure that the minorities in the poor areas don't live as long by taking away policy. So they have health care.
Right.
The rich people have health care.
Right.
or the more well-off conservative folks have health care.
Right.
And so you never get enough old, you never get enough because young people don't vote like they should.
Right.
All the people who are voting are the rich, older white people.
Yeah.
Who are outliving them.
Those people are going to hopefully, I'm not saying hopefully die off.
Well, they will. Factually. It's just a matter of like,
but
we need to get more lower income people living.
Totally. And I also think this, though. I think this might actually be one of the key factors of change is that hopefully these younger kids are going to get out and vote because of all the school shootings. Like, they want to see change. You know what I mean? And, like, I think that they're motivated to hopefully those kids from the Parkland are going to get out and be like, yo, we got to vote. You know, this is the only way to change it and make things better. So, but it's also, it sucks because it's like, God damn, they make these kids like fucking villains after a shooting because they're like, hey, I don't want to be shot at anymore. And they're like, oh, this kid
be a paid actor.
Yeah, must be a paid actor.
Because everyone's fine getting shot at.
God.
Nobody's really mad at that.
Nobody's upset that they...
Wait, white people are getting shot at? Must be an actor.
Dude.
Must be an actor.
So crazy to me. But it's just like, even like, I guess Trump supporting this new thing right now that's, it's swaying black voters to say that the Democratic Party doesn't help them. They're saying basically the Democratic Party was the one that created the Klan. Martin Luther King was a Republican, which he wasn't. That was actually noted. But yeah, all these different lies to get black people. Like, there's this girl named Candace Owens.
I hate Candace
Owens. Oh my
God.
Like, I won't hit a woman, but God damn, I would kick her in the vagina if I had a chance.
Her name isn't Candace. It's
a black
Carl.
Man. Carl, yeah.
It's Carl.
Carl.
She was born Carl. Let's turn it back on him.
She's just
awful. A sellout. Like, that
she is.
It. Look, there's some... The points that she's made and others have made, there is some... I could see the validity.
Yeah.
Of not, like, don't vote for a party just because... You always have.
Exactly.
But do you look at what the other party is doing? Like, that's the part that kills me. It's like, do you think I'm blind to what the Republican Party's voting for?
Dude, yeah.
They're the ones literally voting to end, like, food stamps.
Yeah.
And
healthcare, and you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to me to think that gun manufacturers at one point had a gun that was like it would only activate with your fingerprints, and then the Republican Party and the NRA was like, no, we don't want that.
We gotta stop that.
No. And I'm just like, why would you stop anything that makes us safer? That
right,
somebody couldn't take your gun from you and use it on you. You know what I mean? So I don't know, but whatever. This is.
I think that's a cool technology.
I think it's an amazing idea technology. Yeah, James Bond had it.
Yeah,
in one of his movies, and then the guy tried to use his gun on him. And he couldn't.
Like, sucker.
Exactly, right? So, John Wick couldn't be killing everybody with the, you know. So.
You saw the trilogy, right?
I did.
Happy with it?
No.
Gonna recommend it? Would you recommend the first ones?
First two, yes.
Okay.
Third one got too cartoony. I felt like, did you see any of them?
Better than The Matrix?
No. I'll say this. Better than the sequels of The Matrix. First Matrix. Flawless.
I haven't seen any John Wick. Like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Probably, I'm guessing go back, it's... I like violence.
Okay.
I mean, not... That sounds weird.
I mean, it was like...
I like violent movies. I'm fine with violent movies.
Yeah.
It's just more, I have to be picky and choosy.
You know what it was?
Home Alone.
It's like, I realized that the other two movies gave us villains. This third one was more Wick versus the world.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you didn't have one set bad guy that you were really against. It was like you had 100 bad guys that you were really trying to fight. The other one was like somebody set him up. The other one was like somebody took something from him, you know, killed his dog or whatever. So I don't know.
There's the one other movie we have to watch.
Yes.
Besides, you need to see you tomorrow.
Review it. I'm gonna watch that tonight.
There's a movie called Wandering Earth.
Earth.
It's supposed to be the greatest sci-fi movie done. And it's just sitting on Netflix, not exploding.
Really? Is this new?
No. It just came out apparently like a month ago on
streaming.
Who's in it? It's like a Korean film. Oh, okay. Or Japanese, same thing, right? It's a foreign
film. Sorry to our Asian listeners out there.
Might
no, they're
be Chinese. I don't know. But it is an Asian film.
Subtitles?
Subtitles, okay. But people are saying it is phenomenal.
Hmm. I feel like I might have heard about
this. It's about, like, it's essentially, it's about the Earth getting moved.
Oh, shit, okay.
Because the sun is dying.
Okay.
So it takes place in the future.
And okay.
Supposedly, it's supposed to be fantastic. And so I'm like, okay. I'm gonna wait till a night that I got a lot of sleep.
Yeah,
so I can read it. I have to do that now. Like, I just have to
dude.
Did I get enough sleep?
I was gonna watch Roma, but I was like, I was so tired. I was like, I'm not gonna read this. This is like a book. I can't do this right now. So I had to wait. So
yeah, I don't want. I'll try to watch it with Sierra. I don't think she's ever seen a subtitle film.
Hmm. Yeah.
She's only 12, and I don't want her. I don't want her going. What'd that say?
Yeah.
What'd that say? I'm like, shut up! I can't talk to you and read this.
So let me get this straight. So she's at that age now where you don't have to preview everything with her, right? You kind of just watch it and.
Now I cheat and I go onto the internet and go, what's in it?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I saw that.
And then they go,
brief
nudity.
Yeah, and then swearing.
I let her see this movie. With Miley
Cyrus?
No, Mila?
Mila Jovovich?
No.
Kunis. Oh, okay, the one from that 70s show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie where
the moms.
Her and the girl from like Ghostbusters or something, that they go off to her boyfriend was dumped, like the spy who dumped
me. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so... It said little things on it. It said brief nudity.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she can see a titty. Who cares? She's seen breastfeeding, whatever.
Yeah, totally.
It was a guy.
Ooh.
Dong showed real quick. Like, and I was like, oh, I didn't expect that. Oh, come on. Why are we going sexist the other way? Let's not see that.
Oh,
my daughter can't be seeing that
stuff. The troubles of being a parent.
She's, no.
Damn. Well, it is what it is. You got to grow up.
It was violent.
Yeah. Oh,
it was
really?
A little excessive violent, a little more blood than I thought.
Kind of some John Wick shit, huh?
Well, it was almost comical to the point that
yeah.
you'd shoot the person and blood would just splatter.
Totally.
Like huge, like overdone. And I was like, it was kind of funny.
That's how John Wick is.
My wife would not understand. She doesn't get, how can that be funny? What's funny about blood?
We still haven't seen Brightburn.
Yeah.
Fuck, we got our AMC passes.
Now that I'm past Memorial Day, I'll feel better.
There you go.
I'm getting snipped middle of the month.
That's right. Shit.
But
how long is recovery?
They say you can't, like a weekend.
Okay.
But they said I shouldn't even like go somewhere, like that I shouldn't go to like the movie theater and sit there.
Really?
Grant, I'm going to have a big bag of ice on my nuts.
On your nuts,
right?
Yeah.
But like, how is that, like, how's it going to be better for me to sitting at home with a bunch of kids that are going to like try to pound their head into
my head? That's a good call.
Gonna jump on me.
Yeah.
And, like, aren't there theaters with couches I can go lie in?
And totally, yeah. They're super comfy.
Like, oh, this is it.
Yeah, just have your ice bag. Just be like, look, I just got a vasectomy. I just have to have this bag of ice on my nuts. I'm going to watch this movie on Vicodin, and I'm good. Manny's my driver. Whatever.
Just bring me the popcorn.
There
How much
you
does
go.
This cost me? Motherfucker. I spend way more on movies now than I used to.
Oh.
Because I have the pass, and now I feel like,
you got
to
get
it used
the
to
popcorn.
Be, yeah,
the
well,
hot dog.
I didn't have to before.
Right.
I was like, oh, I spent money on this movie. I'm not paying anything else.
Right.
I already spent $20. And I'm like, I'm not spending $20 when I get there. So I'm like, oh, this is like free. Let me go. Let me get some popcorn. Spend some money here. This is so
exponentially.
Cheap.
Exponentially.
I just need to walk. Yeah, I just need to walk in. I need to be late to the movie every time.
There you go.
Like in preview. So that I'll just race to my seat. Like,
but don't you hate missing previews, though?
I do, but.
But maybe it's a good
thing. Okay, do you remember when movie theaters, well, one, they didn't have commercials before the previews. They
I
weren't
just
showing
it.
Things. But the last one I went to, the lights were already down for the stuff before previews.
Oh,
like all those commercials and first look at AMC or whatever.
First look at TNT's, like nails.
The lights were down.
Yeah.
It was dark, like as if a movie has started. And I'm like, no, this is my cell phone time. If anyone says any shit to me, I'm yelling. I'm like, no, this is, you're all watching a commercial.
Exactly.
I did not pay $20 to be commercial.
Exactly. How the fuck am I supposed to play Newbie?
Right.
Like an arcade. man.
Oh, anyway, yeah. Hey, another good hour.
Yes.
Another good hour.
A lot of good stuff.
Guys, go check out go check out our rating on iTunes. We got some exciting stuff coming up. We're gonna first announcement of a Indiegogo campaign coming out soon.
Big stuff.
To get ready for our filming this summer. So watch for that, and watch some other exciting things from Black and a Half.
Black and a Half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Live long and prosper.